This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to begin today with a rare midweek version of our popular game show, What is Jay Powell Thinking? In five words or less. Except, Sabri Benishour is going to get a whole lot more than five words with which to answer, and here's why. Come the end of the week, Friday, Powell is going to be giving a big speech at the Fed's annual gathering in Jackson Hole. Central bankers and economists and researchers and financiers rubbing elbows virtually again this year. And the theme of the whole thing is macroeconomic policy in an uneven economy. But wrapped up in that not necessarily scintillating title is years of debate and controversy over who that policy has been serving in an economy where inequality has been growing for decades, and what Powell and the Fed can actually do about it. Here's Sabri.
The Fed's job is to keep the economy going. Hot enough so as many people as possible have jobs, but not so hot that we get too much inflation in the economy. But when we say the economy, whose economy are we talking about?
Black and brown workers live in an economy that we generally as a country would consider recession almost all the time.
Claudia Somm is a senior fellow at the Jane Family Institute. She's referring to the fact that black unemployment has been twice white unemployment for decades. Adam Posen is president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The Fed cannot, with the tools at its disposal, directly converge differences in unemployment rates or wage gaps.
The tools Posen is talking about amount, in a nutshell, to nudging interest rates. That's the equivalent of pressing the gas or tapping the brakes in the economy. It may not affect inequality directly, but it does affect it indirectly, because the longer the economy gets the gas, the more that disadvantaged people can benefit.
Don't let your foot off the gas before you get to the destination.
The concern in years past was that by applying the gas pedal for too long, the Fed might create inflation.
You're going to run off the road or blow out the engine.
But Posen says after the Great Recession, it became apparent that fear was overblown. Many more Americans could have been helped by a hotter economy during that period. Benjamin Dulcin directs the Fed Up campaign, which has been pushing the Fed to change its approach.
Like, it's great that the Fed is sort of acknowledging that they need to change their model, that's acknowledging their mistakes, but they've got a lot of deliberate damage to make up for.
Still, some question the idea that the Fed, keeping the gas pedal on for longer than it has in the past, will help Americans without summoning the specter of inflation. Anil Kashyap is a professor at the Booth School of Business.
There's no theoretical reason that it has to work this way. It's not proved, and there's no theory that says it has to be true.
But the Fed has very clearly taken some lessons from the last recession, and it's reasonable to expect that the foot on the national economic gas pedal will be a little heavier this time around. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.